We request preliminary emergency assistance on the most emergent needs that are coming out of the over 3 weeks hostilities in Gaza that has created the situation over 1,000 people killed, over 6,000 people injured, and 1.8 million people in Gaza affected by the situation right now. The level of the intensity of the hostilities, the level of destruction, the level of fear that people have has prompted at least 400,000 people in Gaza to displace. And they're both hosted in UNRWA shelters, that, by the way, are schools that have been used to host people, and some public centers that are also having caseload that is around 12,000 to 20,000 people. And then others are with host families, and that's a very dire situation. So the reason why people is moving, and that's why we need to plan for responding to those needs, because there has been not just hostilities, but part of the Gaza Strip in particular, it's 3 kilometers along the borders of the Gaza Strip, has been considered buffer zone, no-go zone by the Israeli military, and this constitutes actually 44% of the total territory of Gaza. So you will see a population that is one of the most densely, an area that is one of the most densely populated in the planet, that has got half of the size it normally has, people fleeing from conflict, from destruction, from being targeted. And so the needs that we are appealing for are related to this situation. So we are appealing for restoring some capacities in the health system that is totally collapsed, out of drugs, out of medical disposals, health facilities in very high numbers, kind of 23 health facilities have been destroyed or partially destroyed. We are appealing for water. There is a lack of safe water in Gaza right now. At least 1.4 million out of 1.8 million people is out of the reach of drinkable water. The electricity system has been totally damaged by the conflict. There is one power plant in Gaza that was unfortunately hit, and now there is no energy coming out of the power plant in Gaza. There is only 2 hours of electrical supply in Gaza, which is not sufficient at all to run the whole sewage system, water and health system. So we are really concerned by the fact that this situation can really trigger a public health emergency. So humanitarians, we are responding to the displaced people in shelters. It is very basic. It's food, non-food items, a mattress, blanket, hygiene kit, water, 3 liters a day per person, which is really very low and it's not sufficient. And as I mentioned, it's really one of the key questions. We are also working on protection and monitoring the situation, documenting cases, providing psychosocial attention to kids. We are also working on providing shelter and NFIs, and as I mentioned, education. There is a plan to work also with the kids in the shelters to create some educational activities, but also start thinking on rehabilitating the schools that have been damaged. And a big issue in Gaza right now because of the conflict is Gaza's land is terribly contaminated by explosive remnants of war. So there is already ongoing a good program in terms of prevention, informing, particularly kids, of not picking up from the floor certain devices because it can really cause really much more casualties and injuries. So the appeal is going in this direction. So basic needs of the displaced people, basic needs linked to water, sanitation, health, protection.